Now, here's a question for you. Could you be fired for being gay in Michigan? Could you be fired if your boss even thinks you might be gay? And would you have any legal recourse if that happened to you? Michigan Radio's Lester Graham has begun exploring the issues of legal discrimination against lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered persons in our state, the LGBT community. It's all part of an occasional series from Michigan Watch. His first three reports are running on Michigan Radio today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. And Lester joins me now in the studio. Lester, very good to have you here.
Hi, thanks.
So let's start with the answer to those questions. Can I be fired for being gay or if a boss thinks I might be gay?
Absolutely. If your hair's a little too short and you wear manly clothes, you can be fired for that. If the boss thinks that you're a guy and you're dressing a little too effeminate, he can fire you for that. There are no protections for LGBT people or anyone that somebody thinks might be LGBT. It's just as simple as saying you're gone. Now, this is an at-will state, so employers don't have to tell you why you're fired or give any kind of cause for why you're fired. So most of them don't say that. But when you see a corporation fire three people who are known to be LGBT members right in a row, it's pretty suspicious.
And under Michigan's Elliott Larson Civil Rights Act, there are lots of folks who do have that kind of protection, right?
Right. I mean, you're protected based on religion, your race, your color, your national origin, your age, your sex. You can't be discriminated against because of your height, your weight, your family status, and marital status. But, boy, if you're gay, you're just out of luck.
And how far back does that act go?
It was part of the original Constitution in 64.
Right.
But we've had these kinds of protections for much longer in Michigan. And the Michigan Department of Civil Rights and the Michigan Civil Rights Commission have been saying since the 70s we ought to extend these kind of protections to LGBT members. In fact, there was a recent report that made those kinds of recommendations to the commission again. But it's never really gone anywhere. It's been voted on in the past, but it's never really gone anywhere.
Why?
Well, I think it really comes down to, some would say, moral conscience. Others would say bigotry.
And we're seeing, certainly as on the national level, we're seeing the mood shifting in favor of allowing gays to marry. So we're seeing that kind of evolution. What's the public mood in Michigan towards all of this?
Well, there's a Michigan State University survey last year. It was conducted by Charles Ballard, and it says overall, and just on the gay marriage subject alone, they say 56% are in favor, 39% against. And they broke that down along some religious lines, too, which I thought was important because when we passed the constitutional amendment in 2004 that defined marriage as only between one man and one woman and any similar union is not going to be recognized, it was done because of a campaign that was funded for the most part by the Catholic diocese in the state. Okay. And so Charles Ballard broke it down and he found out that Catholics are just about the same as the rest of the state. In fact, 58% are in favor of gay marriage, while 56% overall. It's the Protestants who are less favorable, have less favorable views toward that. People with no religious preferences at all are mostly in favor of gay marriage. They see it as a justice issue.
I think I'm hearing that Michigan's Catholics are somewhat disconnected from the bishops who are running the archdiocese.
Or the reverse.
Or the reverse, the bishops being disconnected with what the
But you know,
want.
The Catholic Church is not going to change its doctrine because of polling. It's just not going to happen.
Right.
But the membership, those people who identify as Catholic, are definitely moving with the rest of society and saying, hey, what's this hurt? Who's this going to harm? In the meantime, all these other discrimination issues against LGBT members are being pushed back by those who are anti-gay rights folks because they're afraid if we get, as we have in some other states, rights for LGBT, if we protect them, then the state Supreme Court, as has happened in other states, could say, well, look, we grant these people all these other rights. Why shouldn't they have the right to marry, too? That's what's happened in some, in at least three other states. And so there's a great concern. You grant civil rights to LGBT, and the next thing you know, those folks are going to be able to get married.
I wonder, with knowing that the U.S. Supreme Court's taking up two very, very important cases with gay rights,
right,
what
week.
Impact they, mm-hmm. this week, what that might have on impact they might have on this.
Well, I mean, it could change everything. In the you know, when they rule on it in June, we don't know, though. In the meantime, you know, we're mm-hmm. kind of in this limbo state. In fact,
yes.
there's a case, a federal case, that brought by a lesbian couple who each want to adopt each other's kids for more security for the kids. And the judge said, you know, there's no sense ruling on this. We must wait for the Supreme Court.
So they're in limbo until all of this comes down.
Everything's
as well.
In limbo, right. But in the meantime, you know, no matter what you think about same-sex marriage, we're discriminating against people just because they're gay. We can fire them. We can stop them. We don't have to serve them in restaurants or bars. You can be turned away at a hotel in the state. Not very good for pure Michigan tourism, that's for sure. If you get the word out that, hey, if you're gay, don't go to Michigan mm-hmm. because they can turn you away. So that is happening. At the same time, the private sector is saying, well, you know, we're going to put policies in place to protect LGBT people. We'll be talking about that a little bit tomorrow because we know it's good business. You recognize diversity. So the politicians and the private sector are kind of out of sync on this.
And what about documented cases or complaints? Have you been have there been any of LGBT people who have been discriminated against this
right.
way?
The American Family Association's Gary Glenn has indicated there are no documented cases. And at this point, I have not found a documented case, but that's because there is no law to protect them. So how do you document a case when there is no law to protect them? Now, there are 22 municipalities that have passed LGBT protecting ordinances.
So they're doing it on the local level.
Right. And they vary widely in what they do. Some are just resolutions. Some of them are pretty stringent. But for instance, in Ann Arbor, mm-hmm. as we've reported today, in Ann Arbor, their human rights department has been kind of shut down because of budget cuts for the last 6 years. You're not getting much out of there. I have contacted some of the other cities, such as Kalamazoo and East Lansing and Detroit. I filed FOIA requests. FOIA
yeah.
requests sometimes take a little while to be fulfilled. We're still waiting on Detroit. In the meantime, in Kalamazoo and in East Lansing and in Ann Arbor, we've seen very, very few cases filed and even fewer actually acted on, some kind of resolution, because there just aren't that many people. Now, why?
Yes.
Gary Glenn says, well, it's because there's no need.
So he's saying it's like a problem.
Yeah, there is no discrimination.
Okay.
It's a solution looking for a problem.
Yes, yes.
The advocates for the LGBT community say, no, really, come on. We are not that advanced as a society. People are not willing to come out of the closet. A lot of times they don't know about the local ordinance. When they find out that they can't take anybody to court, you have to kind of trust the local Human Rights Commission or Civil Rights Commission. And the other thing that's going on is you might be a resident of Kalamazoo and feel you're being discriminated against or fired because you were being discriminated against. But the company that did the action is in a different city or in the township or beyond the city limits, so the city has no jurisdiction over that situation, which the advocates for LGBT protection say that's why we need this in the Elliott Larson Civil Rights Act, so the state has a statewide policy.
So is there a formal push to revise the act?
There's always been a low-level push, but because this whole LGBT issue has really been speeding forward over the last 3 to 4 years, mm-hmm. and particularly in the last 12 months, it's getting a lot more attention. And again, because the Michigan Department of Civil Rights recently issued this report and has asked the commission to look at it and approve it, and the commission may ask the legislature, hey, isn't it time we protect LGBT members in the Elliott Larson Civil Rights Act? So it's coming. That controversy might be coming to the legislature soon.
Lester's reports will be running on Michigan Radio News today, Tuesday and Wednesday. And, of course, you can always go to MichiganRadio.org and click on. You'll find transcript and be able to listen to that interview so you can share it as well. Lester, thanks for talking with us today.
Thanks, Cynthia.